The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The people that are now, that are still living in the house, are now making improvements to the house, and the house is, you know, you feel as though it's weird. It's not.
Also,
it's hard to
no,
describe.
It's
but good. It feels
no, it's good.
Good.
It's really your heritage. There weren't any corn cobs there.
No condoms on the grass. There weren't any. Oh, Chick McBiscuit.
I'm at this moment just trying to figure out how many calories those four sandwiches.
I don't even want to go there because I know, and it's going to hurt me more than I'm hurt already. I am not proud of this. I knew this would embarrass me. I'm telling the truth, and. She said, and then she comes around to the other side of the car, and she says, get out of the car. I said, why? She said, because you know you're going to fall asleep now.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you?
I need a timer.
I got one here for him. Feel free to bring it in.
Send it to him immediately.
I like to know what time the show is starting so I can. Hey, guess what? I'm in Washington, D.C. I'm so excited. This is so extraordinarily excited. Come on, Pony. God damn it. Thank you.
You're in beautiful Studio A of Podcast Village. Isn't it like the bridge of the Enterprise?
Thank you very much. This is great. How come it's not on? I don't understand how it's not on. Are they going to lose it?
Has it got no battery?
He gave me a blank one that's not working. What's going on?
It was working when I
watching you
to
twitch
him.
For a half an hour.
Pony doesn't really have the best stage presence.
No, it's good to see him. He's got a great car, though.
Yeah, he's got a great car.
So, do you give me a dead one? Pony, you can talk. Speak.
A dead one.
Oh, no.
It's not. You gave me one that's not working.
He started shaking.
Thank you very much, Matty Masiello.
Thank you.
Look at that. That's spectacular. Huh?
Here's an iPad, Mike.
Oh, look at that. Look at
Mike,
that
$900 iPad does everything a $2 timer can do and more.
That's exciting. I'm just trying to how to set it up here. There it is. That's it. I'm ready to go now. Hi.
Hello.
I didn't think I'd travel to Washington, D.C. to be with Oscar so I could see him so badly, so far away. But it's great to be here. We are on the road again. Got into the nation's capital last night. And does my microphone sound okay to you, Oscar?
It's booming. What would you like? Some EQ? I'm sure.
I don't care. It does. I'm asking you if it sounds okay.
It sounds fantastic. Can you give Mike a little more maybe bass?
Is this the first time someone's done a show from this studio?
No.
Just out of curiosity, it's what it feels like.
No.
It does really
feel like everybody's nervous because Dad's here.
But they don't need to be nervous. I was giving them greetings, and it was fine.
You bring that big energy.
It sounds a little bit tinny.
You love saying that.
Right now. Now, Robin, I was listening to him a little bit, like for 5 seconds on a promo, and I forgot how they bring in the low end on Howard Stern, so it's like, Robin. But
let's try that.
It's great to I'll let Oscar determine whether the audio is solid or not, and I think we can continue. Don't you?
You sound fantastic.
I love
that's
it.
Good. That's good. It's great to be here in Washington, and I probably should start with the beginning of the journey.
A very good place to start
from the great state of Maine because. I've told a lot of stories on the show that embarrass me. This falls into that category once again, and I'm not proud, but it is what it is. And as the president said, I have to be honest with you. I have to tell you completely.
You're always quoting him.
And honestly, that this is all about me. Now, one of the me. It's all about me.
You're also Howard, doing the show with different headphones.
By the way, exciting news coming up for this show. We won't say it now, but had a meeting with Oscar and the very talented Charlie Burney last night, and I am very, very excited about some things we have planned for you. Let me just say that if you're depressed and you're in the middle of a pandemic and you've been housebound and you're working from home, like all of us, you're dealing with all this crap we're all dealing with, I think we're going to come up with some things that are going to help and are going to be good for the show and good for our listeners. So that's all I want to say about that. But I'm very, very excited about it. And it was nice seeing Charlie.
He's great.
Didn't care for that restaurant across the street, Oscar. Not one little bit.
No problem consuming.
Well, you ordered that carne whatever. Carla's going to hear this right now. Go. Yeah.
You ate during your fast time. Oh my!
What establishment did you take him to, Oscar?
It's just a run of the mill, like bodega type of restaurant. No, not worth mentioning.
Would you like to know how the waiter greeted us, Rob? Would you like?
Yeah,
to know?
I would absolutely.
Last call.
Nice.
It's actually, Mike, it's a window into the soul of a big city now.
It's really, they had a priority.
Was your waiter named Matt Bloom? Because it was close to 5 o'clock?
Now, I don't believe there are
It was 9 o'clock.
There are no real restrictions on a restaurant, even with the pandemic, if you're outside and people are wearing masks and doing that. There are no restrictions as far as the hours are concerned.
That's the first outdoor restaurant I've sat in.
There are outdoor restaurants all over the city, and there were.
I have to imagine it would be a self-imposed deadline. I think it's the equivalent of when, this is one of my favorite things, when a waiter says, "Well, my shift is over, so I'm going to be handing you off to Herman now."
It was like that. I got the impression that early on that they were ready to roll.
Sure,
they were ready to go.
It wasn't the "Hey, take your time" situation.
Not at all. It was really referenced three times while we were sitting at a table. Food last call, drinks last call, they'll be. I don't know how long they've been there, but they'll be there another half hour. That's just my prediction.
Well, most restaurants downtown are got about a half hour. Unfortunately,
that's it.
Well, it was sad to see some of the other places go, but really got to see the other facility for Podcast Village. Were really, really beautiful, and it was nice, and so it was nice to see Oscar and see Charlie Burney, and it doesn't take away from my embarrassment over what I dealt with on the way down. Mm-hmm. So I think I've mentioned a couple of times on the show that we are doing a fasting thing, a little fasting.
Yeah,
as you can tell with the high-def camera.
I didn't want to say
it's working. Why, Maddie? Why do I have the same shot as Oscar? Oscar's has less stomach showing than I do.
We want to match. You know, your headroom, the eye level, that kind of stuff.
I can go back and show more stomach.
Makes me want to do this. Makes me want to do this. All right, so we're doing this.
You can
fasting.
Zoom in and make him feel a little more comfortable if you'd like.
Yeah,
Maddie,
please.
Yeah, please.
I'm looking at it right now. Looking at the camera. Oh, she has to come. She has to come on the other side.
Yeah, well, because Pony doesn't. Maddie knows how to do a lot more technicals than Pony does at the moment for the studio. See, do you like that better?
Yes.
Nice.
You look happy.
Yes,
I'm not. Okay. But anyway, it's it's really. We are doing the fasting. I've told you that before.
We have heard about the fasting.
Intermittent fasting.
You have bitched on the show about how you can't eat till 1 p.m. Like, it's a big deal.
Today it'll be 11 or 12 where we have our first food. And I will have cheated. And I'm telling my wife I cheated with Oscar last night. I had carne asada. And then I had a lamb thing that made me want to throw up when I got home. I'm not sure what that was.
What about the potatoes?
The potatoes, I felt. It's interesting you bring up the potatoes, because when you had your very special potatoes served, they were delicious.
Yes.
And I took one off of your plate, and I realized I was violating the pandemic rules by doing that, even though we were
sharing.
You and I, Oscar and I, have been in the car now twice.
Yep.
And three times. And we've been wearing masks the whole time we've been in the car together.
Yeah,
those people that were giving me crap about commenting on the Republican National Convention when Trump had everybody in the Rose Garden. And somebody said, "Well, what about all the events you go to, Mike?" And what I simply wanted to say was, Yeah, you're probably right. I've had social occasions with people that I know, and I know where they've been most of the time. But yeah, if I was letter of the law, I would do that. But there's just a tiny, tiny little detail. I'm not the president of the United States!
Mike,
there we go.
Not Jesus yet.
Thank Christ. You for clarifying.
Not yet.
No. God. Hi, Ginger. I don't know how your little claws got onto the computer to find me again, but you did. You found me on that thread with all your Republican buddies. Jesus Christ. Anyway, hi. It's good to
there's been
you.
A lot of blocking going on this week, I feel.
I didn't block Ginger. I unfriended her. I didn't block
her. Okay,
so,
all right.
So she's
That's
there
good.
To, and I didn't block her again. I let her do her.
So, the fasting.
Yeah, intermittently. Yeah.
Thanks for getting me back on track. I appreciate it. So, it is approximately 18 hours between our last meal on, this is Thursday, our last meal on Tuesday and Wednesday at the time when we're going to break the fast at roughly 11 a.m. And it was more like, Carla sometimes will hedge and say, we can break fast at about 10:20 a.m. So we pull off the road and... like anybody who's driven the 95 corridor, it is a question of settling if you're on the road and you're looking for food. There are ridiculously limited options. It's and that's the country. So it's McDonald's, Subway. That's what you have. We pull into a Mickey D's, and I determine that I'm going to get a couple of Egg Muffins because the Egg Muffin is the perfect food in the morning for me. Now,
also, I remember when you were on a diet called the Zone. This was some years ago.
I thought it was an idea, that one too.
Yeah, but the Egg McMuffin, according to the Zone, is like the perfectly balanced meal with the meat and the egg and the carb.
Did you ever
do
the South Beach diet?
I probably have done them all.
How much have you lost on fasting?
It is not a question of losing. It is a question of not gaining.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't that from Mike Pence's speech last night?
I haven't gotten out of scale, so I don't know. As you can tell, I'm very uncomfortable with this.
We see you on camera every day. It's not
I do my own shot.
You're not saying that are you Paula Abduling us?
Maddie, why don't you zoom out on Mike a little bit?
The camera shot is perfect.
You like it? Okay.
I don't want her to zoom out. Fit as a fiddle. Take the stairs. I don't want to. So here it is.
Show title, Don't Zoom Out.
The stairs might be the better
take
show
the stairs.
Title.
Okay.
So it's roughly 18 hours. I asked Carl, I said, well, how much was the time? And we pull in. And, of course, we're traveling with two dogs, Winslow, the Boston Terrier, and Frankie, the ferret. We're traveling with those two. And so Carla goes into the joint and comes out with the two Egg McMuffins. And then, did we go through the drive-thru? No, we went through the drive-thru. Let me get it right. I want to make sure I get this because it's important. Cause it's really going to make me look bad. And we get the two Egg McMuffins. Michael got something, but I'm more focused on what I got. They get the two Egg McMuffins, and I get a Diet Coke. That's what I'm breaking fast with.
Yeah.
Okay.
At this point, we pull into a little area where they have the pickup numbers, and I'm like, screw it. Park there. So we park there and start it. I don't think the third person's going to come through for the carryout order. They don't use them at McDonald's anyway.
Right.
So we pull in, and I'm eating, and I ingest my English muffins like somebody would eat a potato chip. I devour these, it looks like, if you're familiar, watch any Brad Pitt movie and watch Brad Pitt eat. Specifically, if you're looking for the specific one, look for Moneyball when he eats the Twinkie. That's how I eat.
Wow.
The Egg McMuffin.
Very specific.
That's how I eat it. And I just go like that. And at this point, I have the dogs in the car, and Carla has gone in to go winky tink in the McDonald's with her mask and with everything on. And she goes in, and just as she's getting ready to get out of the car, I said, can you get me one more Egg McMuffin? And she turns around and she looks at me and she says,
Jesus.
All right. That's the look I get. It's like,
she's resigned.
All right. Die, fatness. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Pre-diabetic. Go ahead, Don. So she goes in. What I didn't mention is that when we went through the drive-thru, Carla had ordered one Egg McMuffin.
Yeah, but so she comes in a meal.
When I said, would you get? She says, yes. She goes in to get my third Egg McMuffin. And my logic at this point, 10:35,
right,
was that the third, my third Egg McMuffin was in the bag, and she was going to now bring what I, in my mind, what I had created was her first Egg McMuffin.
And even swap, of course.
There might have been a thought in my head, really, just a fleeting thought in my head, something could go wrong, but nothing specific. I was thinking, this will be okay, but it was a thought process.
Right.
Well, if she's going in to get my my other one, and there's one in the bag, I'm on a roll here. I don't want to sit there and do what skinny people do.
Why wait
till you're full.
Yes.
I want the food rush when I'm getting that serotonin. I want to get in the bag. So I go into the bag.
And you know, Mike, really what you're doing is kind, and let me tell you why. Because you're giving her the fresher McMuffin.
Mm-hmm.
What you're doing is you're taking one that's been on the back burner for a little while.
The cheese may
have congealed a bit, a little soggy on the English muffin, the nooks and crannies.
Right.
So what you're doing, Mike, is you're being kind.
Fine.
You're being best.
However, so I inhale that one too. And for those of you saying, my God, that's a lot of food. I am going to be honest with you, like that fat guy tape that Rob plays, I am starting to feel full.
Oh.
Beginning to feel full. It's been 18 hours. It's a little round disc.
I can eat two dozen eggs.
Thank you. Okay.
That's right.
I am beginning to feel full. So I power that one down too.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, now I'll wait and everything will be fine. And Carla comes back and the first words that come out of her mouth when she sits down, she said, well, they didn't have any Egg McMuffins.
Oh, no.
And suddenly.
You poor man.
And Carla knows me so well, she sees the look on my face and she said, you ate mine, didn't you? And that is when I received a new nickname from my lovely wife. She referred to me as McPig.
Oh, no. That is not.
She said, okay, McPig. But the story doesn't end there. It'd be one thing if, you know, I can't be the first dude that's knocked back three Egg McMuffins, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what the heck?
Did she not even think to try a sausage McMuffin or maybe a McGriddle? Something.
What she acquired were... I don't know what it's called, but it's the chicken biscuit. It's the chicken biscuit, whatever.
It might be the McChicken biscuit.
It's the fried McChicken. It's the artery clogging goodness.
Yeah. Did you eat that one too? No?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And I think the comment was, well, I said, boy, that looks good. She said, well, I got you one. But go ahead, McPig.
Go ahead, McPig.
And she gave me the, so if you're keeping a total, I'm not proud of this. Anybody looking at this, this camera shot?
Mike, you're almost hugging yourself like Tony Bennett.
Hey. Hey, hi, everybody.
It's so great.
Three Egg McMuffins and a Chick McBiscuit. A Bickwit.
Did Carla get anything to eat?
She got herself a McBiscuit thing.
Oh, okay.
Chick biscuit.
Good.
What's it called? Does anybody know what it's called? The Chick McBiscuit?
I'm at this moment just trying to figure out how many calories those four sandwiches.
I don't even want to go there because I know, and it's going to hurt me more than I'm hurt already. I am not proud of this. I knew this would embarrass me. I'm telling the truth. And she said, and then she comes around to the other side of the car, and she says, get out of the car. I said, why? She said, Because you know you're going to fall asleep now. I am a lard ass. That's why a lot of people lose a lot of weight when they're intermittent fasting, but you cannot intermittent fast and then just have a food orgy on right. the other end. You have to eat healthy on the other end. But we were traveling, and I went out of my mind. I had a momentary lapse. I went absolutely
out of my mind. What happened in Maine then?
Maine, I would break fast and not control myself at break fast. And it's really, but that's where it would break the fast. So I didn't eat. There were a couple. By the way, when I would eat responsibly up in Maine, it would be dramatic. I'd feel better. And
right. When did that happen?
When did what happen?
Eat responsibly.
A couple of times up in Maine.
It happens. We've seen it.
It happens once in a while.
But the very fact that he shifts his intermittent fast window means that he's paying attention to the rules. Don't you see that? There's responsibility at play here.
My name is Mike O'Mara.
And Mike the McChicken Biscuit is not on their menu website.
I am a McPig.
No, you're not.
I am a McPig. And that's what she called me, McPig, which was
Did she say it? Was it like disgust McPig or like sweet McPig?
I think that maybe the first time she said McPig may have been after the whole chicken McPig biscuit thing. Mm-hmm. Where she said, go ahead. What does it matter now, McPig? That's where it was. I didn't touch anybody's hash browns, though.
Because you know you're going to fall asleep.
And then, I mean, she's gotten so good at knowing me, especially when it comes to food. Not exactly a rocket science, knowing me when it comes to food. I'm like a lot of my family members, you know. It was funny, my cousin Teddy's son, Cade, was, we had lunch one day at this little outside spot, and Cade was getting up to go to the bathroom and said, don't touch it, you're an O'Mara. Because, like, if there's food on a table and we're an O'Mara male is anywhere near, we're going to poach. It's just going to happen. It's horrible. It's a curse. It's a curse.
But you know what? It is also, it's a very charming attribute. I remember when Robert was at your house in Maine, we were up there and you invited us. You were very kind to do so. And Teddy sat next to Robert at dinner and he leaned over. He said, you like that lobster? He said, yeah. He says, you know, you don't want to eat the claw. It's not a very good part of it. You may want to let me handle that.
It's the tail, but that's okay. That's what we say. So I switched sides because I knew she was right. And we hit the road. And then, 10 minutes in, I'm going.
Sure. McSleep.
So McPig, that's it. So God knows, after the show today, we're going to hit the road and head down to we're going to drive right into the hurricane. It's still got 100 mile an hour. Hurricane Laura.
You'll beat it.
Is it more?
You beat it before, you'll beat it now.
Washington, D.C., you're a little less than halfway now. Is that the deal?
A little less than halfway, yeah.
All right.
Or a third of the way. We're roughly a little over a third of the way.
Okay.
That's what we are now. But it's it's another day of the Super Slab, 95, and all the culinary delights that await. Really can't wait for that. Should be fantastic.
I don't think you're finding the shame you would have found from us, Mike, to you with the three sandwiches and the four sandwiches total. Look, we've been on road trips together.
Sure.
We've dealt with the overall, hey, let's see what that place is about. Let's go. And I'm sure, I have been in your situation, not coming off fast and then just eating what I want, then fasting. I guess that's what rubs you the wrong way for me is I can get just binging and getting into some fast food. That's something that's, I think, a pastime for every friend I've ever grown up with.
Right.
I can't get the fact that you've been talking about fasting like it's something special in your life and you've lost 0 pounds. Like, I can't get behind that.
Thank you. Start the show, Rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show.
A true friend.
www.mikeomarashow.com.
See, you know what I don't have?
We're not standing entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Jones. 18 years in the business, and who can hold a candle to you?
You're always so kind.
Kind? All my picture family. Who turned out best who never let me down? Joan Crawford.
Hello,
to all the new kids coming up.
So
she's
great.
Like a diamond.
These mics are always on.
They'll be.
Have I ever lied to you in your whole career or given you one piece of bad advice?
Your treatment of me has been divine.
Joan, my Joan, you're in a position to do me a favor that will be as big a favor for you as it is for me.
You don't have to ask. You only have to tell me.
Good. I want you to leave Metro.
Leave Metro?
Your pictures, one after another, are losing money. Theater owners voted you box office poison. Even so, for years, I paid no attention. You know me, Joan. I don't give up so easily. We'll pay you off on your contract. But you can't afford to make three or four more losers for us.
It's the scripts, LB. Bad pictures, bad directors.
Bad with you, good with others.
LB.
Listen with your ears and not with your pride. With me, feeling is more important than money. You're a great star. You're Hollywood royalty. But styles change. You'll leave. We have creative differences. We don't want to fight or argue with each other because we love each other. Every studio will think they're smarter than LB. They'll try to finesse me. You'll be offered one, two, three, four, five films. You may even get a hit.
Will you be sorry then?
I'm sorry now.
I'll have my maid and studio people clear out my bungalow.
It's done, Joan. They've packed your things. They're loading your car.
You mean everybody already knows?
That we parted friends because we didn't agree.
Will you walk me to my car? Hollywood royalty.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
Tina! Bring me the axe!
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From a straight back chair in Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, where I am today. It's a pleasure to be here, see all the wonderful kids, see Pony and see Maddie and see Oscar and Rob Spiewak. He's still in Leesburg. I'm here. Oscar's here. And we are live from the Podcast Village Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, heard all over the place from Gastonia, North Carolina, Salina, Kansas, Canterbury Village in Warrenton, Virginia, Boothbay Harbor, Maine. Hello. Hampton Township in Pennsylvania and Bangui in Central African Republic. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone. If your mortgage is 3.25% or higher, remember that. Hear that number. 3.25% or higher, people. Right. You need to call my friend Mark Livingstone. He's at Cornerstone First Financial, and you need to do it today. We're getting listener after listener after listener that is experiencing the magic that Cornerstone can do for you with their refis, and it's fantastic. Their rates are so low, they've actually become a disruptor in the industry because their rates, service, and programs are unparalleled at Cornerstone First Financial. Interest rates on a 30-year fixed have fallen into the twos for the first time ever. You never know how long they're going to stay there, so be aware of this.
Jump on it.
You need to call Mark right now, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221, or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Think of this. At this level, you'll likely never need to refinance again. So whether it's a purchase or refi, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. And, you know, once again, Mark Alderman, longtime listener, wanted to share his experience. He says, I refinanced with a rate under 3%, wiped out my mortgage insurance, which resulted in a monthly savings of over $500.
Wow.
That is serious money, sir.
It's a lot of dough.
Thanks for all that you guys do and helping all your listeners save both money and sanity in these crazy times. Mark Alderman, thank you very much for your testimonial. We appreciate that. So, yeah, that was the beginning of the journey, and it didn't end there. There was all sorts of stuff. I normally come in with you guys and I say, what's going on? But I just have to get this all off my chest.
Jammed. That's fine.
And, my wife,
what time did you depart Maine yesterday?
Technically, we were out of the driveway at 5:45 a.m.
Not bad. Good job. That's
and
tough to
we
do.
We dropped off. My brother-in-law doesn't listen. We dropped off. He's got a birthday coming up, and we dropped off a gift for my my brother-in-law's birthday, which is coming up the end of the week. And it was a gag gift because I could never give him a normal gift.
Right.
And I said, now that you know, you've retired, and now that you're old, you'll be having much more time to spend with my sister. And I bought through an erotic senior's website. I got underwear with one pair of underpants with four leg holes. That and here's how they boned me. All right, with the.
Do you want to rephrase that?
Maybe I should rephrase that. The four leg holes are on a giant set of underpants that you both get into. Isn't that
right?
Cute?
Oh,
here's what happens. The fun with that I order it on Amazon. The fun with that is the box. It's got a couple face to face with these giant underpants, and they're both going, and they're both an attractive couple.
Sure.
And it says, you know, two person underpants or whatever it says on the thing. When it arrives, it's in a little one of those little Amazon baggies, and you know what's in there? A sealed Ziploc bag like this.
Oh,
with the underwear.
No.
No packaging. But it didn't stop. It didn't stop me from regifting it. I did. I mean,
did it seem used?
It did not seem used. So I put it. I printed the box, and then I stuck the cover of the box because it's a gag gift. Nobody's gonna wear it anyway. So I did that. But come on, Amazon.
You never know.
By the way, we'll have a story about Jeff Bezos in the news you may not need today. That's going to curl your hair. You won't
good guy, that guy.
It's, he's such
a great guy.
Really so guy. I got my snooze time on the highway, and we probably made more stops than I'm accustomed to, based on having two dogs and a 7-year-old, and all of us making our way.
The dog cycles don't sync.
It's okay. We got a puppy, and Winslow's a puppy.
Yeah, true.
So,
true.
So Carla goes to one of the rest stops, comes out with, I'm not even paying attention to what she's doing with the dogs. And sometimes I walk the dogs too, but all she right. comes out of the, whatever the rest stop was. And I'll have more on rest
the Walt
stops
Whitman?
In a second.
Was it the Walt Whitman? That's
no,
a great
we,
one.
No, one of them we went to was actually, I think it was in Delaware, the last one in Delaware. And I'll get to that in a second. There's so much I have to tell you. It's incredible. So she brings out some sort of chicken treat, chew treat, but it's not a chew toy. It's an actual edible chew toy. And by this point, I've taken the wheel and I'm driving.
There's so much chicken on this trip.
Yeah, a lot of chicken.
And a biscuit and a chew toy.
The dog had some chicken thing. And we get underway. And we get back on Route 95, which we've been on for like 10 hours, and I hear, yeah, and I hear Carla say, Winslow, and I hear, like that, and I look over, and Winslow is on the center console, and of course his head is directed my way, because why can he put his butt to anybody, and I don't know, I said, what is the deal? That oh, he has trouble with this one. I said, what do you mean, has trouble? Like perhaps you've experienced this treat? I said, what is he doing? Is he feeding his young? Is he regurgitating it? And apparently he was. He's sitting there for the whole, and I'm almost driving off the road because I have a dog barfing on me in the middle of the trip.
It's unsettling at best.
Yeah.
But this is, this is what ABD does when she's not driving. When she's driving, she is the ABD one. Anything but driving. Where she's driving along. And I don't want to put down my wife. My wife got our house ready before we left for this trip. She was a whirling dervish. She's one of the most organized people I know. She keeps me straight.
She's
phenomenal. She's a great mother. She's the dog whisperer. My son asked me what animal I want to come back as. And I said, I want to come back as a dog with your mother as the owner. That's how I wanted. So she was wonderful. In the car. Yesterday, I think maybe a little sleepy. She's doing, it's anything. I said, you're ABD. She says, well, I said, anything but driving. So what do you mean? Are you telling me how to drive? I'm telling you how you're not supposed to drive. You're not supposed to drive while you're, checking a Dermglow text message while you're feeding the dog a treat and handing your son another cell phone. You are going to kill us if you drive.
My God.
You need to put her in the back seat and let her binge a TV show.
Well, yeah, I mean... No, I enjoy my
that downtime, solves everything.
And,
it does. Yeah.
This is loose. Sorry.
It's okay.
There we go. All right. I wrote all this down. So he regurgitates in my lap. Easy pass. This is just getting this all off my chest right now.
Please.
Easy pass. Shouldn't the I fully understand that I was not responsible enough to anticipate the drive and get an easy pass.
Oh, you don't have an easy pass?
I don't have an easy. We have it down in Florida. It's in a drawer somewhere. When we got the Hertz rental car that smelled like ass, we didn't put the easy pass.
I know what the problem is. You didn't have the Velcro strips. That's the problem with the easy pass, right?
And then on the way up, we knew that. And then on the way back, we still forgot to do it. We didn't do it. She's like, I know I have one somewhere. Said ABD. Anything but driving. Knew it happened somewhere. So roll up to the first of 500 toll collectors. And say, where can I acquire one of these easy passes? And I'm telling you right now, two different toll collectors. And don't you think, with that bare minimum job description where you take the toll, and by the way, an antiquated job, a job that within 5 years will probably be gone.
It
should have been gone 10 years ago. And by the way, for a while when we were coming up during July, they eliminated tolls. You didn't have to deal with this crap.
It's a big win.
That didn't last long, especially in f***ing Delaware.
A million years ago, Adam Sandler had a bit about toll booth collectors and how powerless they were. He said, "What do you expect them to do?" He said, "I'm coming out of the booth. I'm coming out."
Yeah, Delaware. How was your drive on the New Jersey Turnpike? Give us some money. Did you like our Delaware Memorial Bridge? Give us some money. Thanks for our new highways that we bought. Give us some money. Three. The third one, guess what? I blew it off. Four beans. $4 you're not getting from me now.
Well, they'll send,
I know they'll send me an email. Yeah. I know they'll find me. That's the way they do that. But shouldn't they know? Shouldn't they say you can get it at the grocery store or the drugstore or there's a right off the side? No, none of them knew
that. They should sell them from the booth.
An Easy Pass kiosk.
Easy Pass. Mm-hmm. And then in Maryland, there was another guy. That might have been the second one in Delaware that I actually paid with cash. And in the back, he's got... He's listening to that kind of metal, you know, where it's just like... I hand the money to the guy and I said, "Hey, and by the way," I swear to God I did this. Carly got mad at me. I said, "Thanks for sharing that with us."
I had a period not long ago where my Easy Pass, the battery died. And I had to wait for a replacement to come, so I was having to deal with the paying on the toll road each morning. Aren't they wonderful at handling cash?
Oh, God, it's old. It's an old antiquated thing. Well, that moment that we had when we didn't have to worry about it at all was blissful. And I think ultimately we're going to go to the hands-free or pay by license plate or something like that.
Yeah.
But Wilmington, Delaware, as far as traffic, for those of you that may not have been doing any traveling that are actually staying hunkered down, which is probably what you should do, and I should probably listen to my own advice, but I want to get back. He's got school. My son begins virtual learning on Monday, but I wanted him to be in Florida in case there were any materials that they need, which they do. So Oscar said, "You could have him send you that." I said, "Yeah, I don't want him." Anyway, I want to get him back to, you know what? I want him to experience, the danger of waiting for another potential hurricane. That's what I wanted to do.
You're danger boy. You love, you're a thrill seeker.
In all the seriousness, we have lots of people from the Lake Charles, Lafayette area down in New Orleans that listen to this show.
We are praying for them, for sure.
We are with you and hang in there. They don't have any video yet as of this broadcast being taped of. It's so funny when CNN shows video and then they'll say, look at this. Well, they don't know. The bad places don't get video out. All I know is a Cat 4 is a Cat 4, and we'll see what happens. I'm praying that maybe they dodged a little bit, but it'll be awfully hard when they've got still inland, well inland, still sustained winds of 100 miles an hour. Stunningly powerful hurricanes. You know, Rob, when I did that documentary for hurricanes, I realized they're great on path. They know the path of the storm.
Right.
Now they're able to really predict that well. What they still can't do is predict when the thing's going to explode, like this one did, when they thought it was going to be a Cat 1 or a Cat 2, and it turned out to be a Cat 4. So for all our friends from the eastern, southeastern Texas and southwestern Louisiana, hang in there, and really a good chunk of the state of Louisiana being hammered by this thing. So no Easy Pass, lots of cash, you know, hand sanitizer, all that stuff.
How did you find the overall exposure to the world outside of your social cocoon in Maine?
There was more traffic now coming down than there was coming up, so people are out and about more. Which
How was New York?
Me.
I know that you were dreading the New York passage, and you
not bad,
thought maybe
not
taking
bad,
the
but
Tappan Zee.
Thick at the beginning part of the New Jersey Turnpike, which surprised me too. Not sure where everybody was going. It ended as quick as it started. So I just I'm always looking. I said, are these traveling families? Are these college kids going back to school? Are these commuters? I couldn't get my head around the people that are on the road. You'd get the occasional folks like us where you see the filled vehicle with the family going somewhere. You know, not a lot of people go to Florida the time of year I'm going.
Hurricane season?
During hurricane. Yeah, I want to get down there before the first big one hits.
Get in early.
But they're doing, oh my God, we got to take a break. When we come back, just one last little thing about rest stops. I know I warned Oscar about community rest stops.
You guys called me a rube.
I said, don't do that. Well, you don't have a lot of options. Oscar, you did the drive, right? You don't have a lot of options.
You don't, and when you go off the beaten path, that don't believe the sign that says McDonald's is right off the exit.
It's 11 miles down the road.
Oh, no, the worst.
11 miles in there. And there's a kid sitting on the roof of the McDonald's with a guitar playing Deliverance. Anyway, we'll take a break, and we will come back.
On the roof.
More fun. I'm going to try to get this mailbag on. I swear to God, I'm going to try. We'll be right back, everybody.
Fathers, podcasters, get set for real gonad-crushing action this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Big Capital Center. It's the TMOS Hot Rod Thrill-tacular. New for 2020, rookie champion Michael William O'Mara behind the wheel of the V8 Supercharged Ball Crusher McGee truck.
Ball Crusher McGee.
He's the killer to your dong pillow. Putting the slat tag on your jam bag. It's a slobber knocker in your sleep number. Sack stopping, testicle tearing, gonad annihilating action.
Bonus.
Get more ball-breaking action every week with the TMOS bonus show subscription. Subscribe today and don't be cruel to the family jewel.
Quit sucking.
Ball Crusher McGee.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Mark Riddell, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that was
everybody.
Great.
There he is. Right now, quality sleep, more important than ever. God, do I know that when I go on the road. Mm. Not only is it a natural immunity booster, but it also helps with energy and recovery. Sleep Number to the rescue. How you doing over there, Pony? How's it going?
He's good.
Just looking at him. Just looking at Pony.
Is it fun to see him? You haven't got a chance to see him in so long.
With these TV lights here, it's very hard to see anything. Anyway, I'm sorry. I have ADD sometimes, too.
Sometimes.
Sleep Number to the rescue. What a car. Pony's got such a cool car.
Oh, he does.
From feather soft to super firm, you can adjust each side of a Sleep Number bed to your Sleep Number setting. Quality sleep is important during these times. Wellness is important. With the innovations and performance of a Sleep Number bed, you'll be at your best. A great day starts the night before. I can't wait to get down to FLA and my Sleep Number bed. It's fantastic. Call to action, Rob.
Yes, here it comes, everybody. Get ready.
My Sleep Number setting is a 90. Carla's is a 65. It's just the best. Come in during the biggest sale of the year when all beds are on sale for a limited time. Save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Shop your way at a Sleep Number store online at sleepnumber.com/TMOS or by chat. Chatting is nice. And please let them know that Mike O'Mara sent you. Will you please do that? All right. I'll be done with this in a second. And then I think maybe we'll be able to get to the mailbag in the next break. But I just had to get this out. So I got the easy pass and even getting the air in the tires. When you're coming down Route 95, I'd like to say a personal thank you to the gas station attendant somewhere in New Jersey that indicated to me. I went up, and Carla, of course, once again, I don't think she's got a urinary tract infection, but she peed.
Right.
I was keeping track of it 735 times during trip from Maine down there. Lady on the other side of, you know, when you go into these gas stations on the highway, there's a little kiosk, you know, and the lady inside, and I said, do you have air? I need to put air in. She's like, come around. And I come around, she goes, do you have air for the tires? She says, yeah, it's right over there. I said, pardon me? I said, right over. Oh, I see it. I see the air. So Carla goes into pee. I finish up filling the car with gas. I drive over to the air kiosk thing.
So did a gentleman tell you that you needed air?
It was a lady. It was a gray-haired lady.
How did you know that you needed air? Did you get a sensor?
That's what she looked like. She looked exactly like fat Paula Deen.
Did you have a sensor that said you needed air in your tires? Because, I mean, that's not something. Or did you feel it, or what happened?
No. When I took a right-hand turn in the parking lot of the Walmart 2 days ago in Ellsworth, Maine, it sounded like I was squealing the tires in a road race. So when I took that right-hand turn, it was and I had like 33, 32,
you knew something
33,
was up.
33.
Yeah.
And so I pull over there and pull up to the thing. I actually know that I'm going to maximize my time that I'm paying for this. So I unscrew all the little nipples that are on the tires, put them in my pocket, I think I still have. No, they're in the other pants. They're on the they're in the pants that Winslow on. So
Winslow.
Yeah, he on my shorts this morning. I was gonna wear my shorts 2 days in a row because we do it on a road trip. But I'm wearing fresh shorts because not underwear. I wear new underwear every day. But the shorts
Thank
I was gonna wear
that.
Until Winslow decided that he would. He tried to hit the carpet and then splashed on my
Oscar. That's what's known as professional courtesy. It's fresh underwear every day.
That's
every
day. In fact, you're looking at my new name, Dog Urine McPig. That's what the name is. Is Shannon here? Hi, Shannon.
Shannon is here. She can't hear you.
Hi, Shannon. How are you? I don't know if she can
see. She can't hear you.
Tell her Maybe about the fresh underwear.
Fresh underwear. I'm wearing fresh underwear right now. So I'm cruising along, and I pull over to the little air machine, and take all the nipples off the tire, put my credit card in. It's got a credit card thing, so you can slide the credit card in. The thing goes on. I reach over. It's hanging down there, and the wand is sheared off from the air dispenser, rendering the air dispenser useless.
I hate to scream how old we are, but does it kill you that we're paying for air now?
It does kill me that we're paying for air.
I hate it.
I thought we always paid for air.
Compressed air. You're paying for the electricity to run the machine.
Haven't we always paid for air?
No. Used to be just a machine on the side of the gas station. Oh. Go and help yourself.
Used to help. Mm. So at this point, I'm like, oh, great. And I see Paula Deen has made her way out, and she's doing the thing where she is checking the level of the fuel, and it's right in back of where the air is. And I said,
she's using her dipstick.
She's using her dipstick. And I turn around and said, hey, I just want to let you know this is broken. She looks at me, I swear to God, and says, I know.
Oh, no.
S-A-D. Biatch. Thanks for sending me over there without mentioning, you know. Just casually, she said, it doesn't work. It's broken. She could have said that. She directed me to it. That was a little tiny thing. Then finally, the last rest stop that we had before we made it to our nation's capital, I believe our last stop, we might have had one in Maryland, but I think we had one, the last one in Wilmington, Delaware.
Remember in Maryland, that was for pleasure, right? You just wanted to stop and look around.
Remember Chesapeake House, Maryland House? I warned Oscar about it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Roy Rogers.
The last one in Wilmington, and I forgot what it was called, but it was one of the community rest stops. And I was tasked again. I'm a camel. I can go a long time, you know, without having to go winky tink.
Me too.
I was tasked with walking the dogs again. I have never experienced something where I did not want to put my dogs on the grass due to the level of filth that was there. It was
just on grass.
It was the filthiest, nastiest ground I've ever. I am talking about this is, and I am not exaggerating. I believe it looked to me like we're talking years of paper and meals. And I look over at Winslow. It is so disgusting. It is so filthy. And I look over. I said, Winslow, stop sniffing that. And I didn't know what it was. And I had to walk over to it. And it's a used corn cob where someone had thrown it on the floor, on the grass, right after they sucked
corn. Down
there. By the way, it's a little grove of picnic tables. And if you're going, you're going to get the Rona. I washed the dog's feet after they got back to the car. I washed the dog, and neither one of them took a leak because I think they were so fouled out by that.
Right.
At one point, I said, this grass is so disgusting. I see a little rampway, and I'll move over there. And there were cigarette butts from 1978. It was a driveway of cigarette butts where everybody had burned their cigarette. I can't even.
Who do you people still smoked?
Carla thought I was overreacting. I don't think I was over.
No, I had the same experience coming back from the Cape Cod area or Boston, where we pulled over. We took that detour route that took us 11 miles, and as you said, to find a McDonald's. We'll never do that again.
Right.
It's worth look.
But I'd rather go to a sole proprietorship, even a McDonald's, freestanding McDonald's, than the places in the
But when you go to that Center Island, I guess, Hobby Lobby, where...
So disgusting.
Where you have to take your... If you have a pet, you have to take him to the grassy knoll. The grassy knoll is no longer like a safe haven just for pets.
It's foul.
It's everyone's been there. This is when I literally started looking for syringes, condoms.
You could find out a body.
Yeah.
I think the same thing. I think when you mentioned condom, I got that vibe. It's like somebody's gotten jiggy with it here. I just know that's happening.
You know what you could do is you could put a condom on that corn cob.
Thank you, Rob Spiew. Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen.
Birds with one stone.
Yeah, I'm so jealous of you. You don't need to venture out. I am so jealous of you. I just want this. I want to be able to teleport. I want to be able to teleport.
I know. To where bad trip, man. It's a bad trip, Daddy.
But the one thing, the last thing I'll mention about the trip, because I do want to get to the mailbag here.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to say is we got through the middle of central Connecticut, and we came through, and where we're making the transition to go south to New York City was a sign from my hometown. And we made the decision. I'm Michael 7 now, and I said, you know what? We're going to take just a little extra time.
We
visited my hometown. I took Michael to my high school, my elementary school, like he's going to elementary school. And then we drove back to my childhood home where I was raised.
Aww.
And the people there, we didn't go inside. I just drove in. They had some work being done on this house, and they looked like they're really – remember the time I went and visited and I said it looked like they weren't taking care of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember that? Well, that's changed. And now whatever, they've made some real improvements, and it was the strangest feeling of contentment that I had.
Aww.
That the people that are now – that are still living in the house – are now making improvements to the house, and the house is, you know, you feel as though it's weird. It's not.
Also,
it's hard to describe.
It's good,
but it feels
though. No, it's good. It's
it
your really heritage. There weren't any corn cobs there.
No condoms on the grass. There weren't any. I just knocked the microphone over. It was such a feeling of contentment, and then to show Michael, you know, my old school.
Sweet
and it
moment.
Really looks, it looks its age a little bit, but it's still Hopewell School, still getting it done, and Glastonbury
what was
High
his,
School.
What was his reaction when you were explaining to him that this was like
you
where
two
you
were
grew
young
up?
Once?
He might be coming in, so I mean, I'll ask him what he thought. He's 7, you know, he was cool
at
with
least
it.
He'll have this experience, because when he has children, he'll just drive by a Mac store and said, I went to school on that computer.
That's right. Here's my Chromebook.
Yeah. It's not going to be the same for him, you know. Let me tell you the house that I was raised in. See those old people? All right. Anyway, that's it. That's it. Hope he remembers Maine. Anyway, no, I'll go back sometime. That's it. So it was great, and to see Glastonbury High School and Hopewell.
How is Glastonbury holding up as a town?
You know, I didn't go into the town center.
Okay,
but it looked like.
Did you see any masks? Masks on people as they're running around?
Didn't see a lot of people, to be honest with you, including my childhood home. Two cars in the garage, and nobody out front, but a bunch of landscapers working there, and they were cutting like a little drain over to the right of the driveway. I didn't have the heart to say that's where the snapping turtle used to lay its eggs every spring. I swear to God, that's where the snapping turtle used to. And the pond that I skated on, one of the ponds that I skated in when I pooped my pants,
yes,
that's all filled in now. That's all filled in. Yeah, and it looked like the neighbors down the hill weren't getting it done. But it was cool. It was great. Childhood. I took them by the place where the community pool that I used to swim in when I was a kid. It was fantastic.
That's sweet.
And then I didn't, you know, and then I took them up. I went by my bus stop. I didn't mention that that's where Dougie used to blow like joints every morning before school. Yeah, we had a kid that smoked a big fatty right before school every day in high school.
Did you drive by Chad Ram's house?
Yeah.
Right ahead of me, Oscar.
I said, that's the tree where my dad got mad when Chad scratched my face and lifted him up against the tree while Mr. Ram was raking leaves.
Mr. Ram.
Sunnier days, everybody. Sunnier days. Yes, absolutely.
Senor Ram.
Senor Ram. Yes, it was wonderful. And then it was hours later, we'd be looking at a field of condoms at a rest stop.
I love that movie. It's a Kevin Costner, isn't it? Field of Condoms?
You know, I traveled with him, Rob. I got the mailbag right
here. Attaboy. Attaboy.
We'll do that when we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
A few words about the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Not only is it the last of the great local radio stations, it's also the terrestrial flagship station of the Mike O'Mara Show and has been airing TMOS since 2008. It's the only station in the world where you can wake up to a crazy old man yelling about things and drive home with the dulcet tones of the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great music, great talk, great local sports, and the best auctions in the world. So remember, crazy old man all morning and the world's most beloved podcast to get you home. The mighty 1630 KCJJ and the Mike O'Mara Show. Treat your ears.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. I bet you have boxes of old videos collecting dust in your closet or attic. Well, guess what, old timer? They don't even make VCRs anymore.
Yeah.
You better get woke. What you need is Legacy Box. That rock wrote that. for me to make me look silly. What you need is Legacy Box. Legacy Box is super simple mail-in service to have all your videotapes, camcorders, tapes, film reels, and pictures digitally preserved on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud.
Cloud.
So easy. You pack and send. Legacy Box converts everything by hand, and then you enjoy for generations to come. Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos. I love having this camera. I mean it. I got old home videos put on a thumb drive. Real old ones were, you know, where I watched my parents smoke.
Yes.
Get started future-proofing your memories today so you can gather the family and begin the trip down memory lane. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get an incredible 40% off your first order. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer, and then send in the stuff when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% while supplies last. All right? Hey, by the way, do you sell the Easy Pass? Can you tell me you're collecting this all?
Does it open up to a larger suite?
Where's the air?
The air compressor's over there.
Yeah, Easy Pass, same thing as the Sun Pass, right?
Welcome to Wilmington, Delaware. Can I have $4, please? Give me $4. Thank you very much.
Come on, Joe Biden. I don't know why I said that. It's time for our mailbag. Hold on, the family has come in.
Oh, we're going to have to do
it. Oh, cancel, cancel. Stop that, stop it.
Next week. There we go. Oh, look at this. Oh, there's the camera.
Hey, here we go. Carla. Hi, Carla.
Look at my boy.
Come on. Oh, there you go.
This is great.
You can take the mask off in here, Michael. Okay, that's okay. That's all right. Come on over here, buddy.
You know what? This is really like having a walk-on on The Tonight Show with the set and everything. I love it.
Can we get a close-up, Maddie, of Michael Williams?
Maddie, why don't you hit a close-up?
Let's get a close-up of Michael
Williams. Tight on camera two and take two.
If you can close up a little Michael, please. Thank you.
Oh, there.
She's going to zoom in right as we speak.
All right, hold on a second. I want everybody to see my son. There we go.
There he is.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
Oh,
hi,
how sweet.
That is awesome. Hi. How you doing? All right.
Good.
Are you having a good trip?
Yeah.
Where did we go yesterday on the trip? Did we go to my old hometown?
Yes.
The guys were asking what you thought of that. What did you think of seeing? Where did we go? Do you remember where we went? In my hometown. What did we visit? We visited. Nice and loud. Nice
his and loud. Preschool and
his, my elementary school.
His elementary school.
Oh.
His house. And his high school.
So you're enjoying
that's
the,
awesome.
Brando. Brando. What do we do when we see stupid people doing stupid things? We say, Brando has what?
It's got electrolytes.
This is O'Mara. Do you want to come over and say
hello? Well done. Well done.
Oh, do you want to see Winslow? We'll bring Winslow
yes!
over here.
Yeah, we haven't
Winslow.
Seen him forever.
Winslow.
I might even
Winslow.
Get the mailbag on
Winslow.
Him.
Winslow. Winslow. Winslow.
This is the newest member of the family, ladies and gentlemen, Winslow Homer O'Mara.
Oh, my look God, at he's him. Great.
Hello. He's so great. Oh, Winslow.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's Winslow Homer right there.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You want to say Brando
good mic
has
technique.
What plants grave? All right.
Oh, he's a talking right. dog.
Do you think Santos can play with Winslow?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
All right, let me just let him out. Let me just let him out.
He likes that.
Excuse me.
Where's Carla? Okay, Carla, you want to come in and say, want to take the mask off? Say hi to everybody. I thought you had another shot.
Hi,
they
Carl.
Set up a microphone.
Yeah, we have
you.
A microphone for you. You said you wanted to zoom
ahead,
in, though.
Go ahead if you want to.
Ah, there we go. There we go.
I don't know what's going on. I don't get any direction here.
Ah, there you go.
You're not accustomed to that studio. That's the problem.
All right, very good. Hi, sweetie. There you go.
Oh, hey.
You can
hey.
Turn him down.
Hi, Carla.
Turn her down.
Hey, Rob. Party.
Turn her down.
not
her,
all the way.
Her fader.
All
right. Her fader.
Not,
Carla,
not all the way.
Everybody, the nickname that you gave me at the McDonald's.
Did you really share the nickname?
Well, you can share it, and they'll know.
Yeah. So Mike was a McPig yesterday. Yeah, he really was. I mean, just like everything in sight. Oh, but I do know what Pony's doing while he's here from, what did you say, 9 to 6?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Actually, today would be the only day he's actually here from 9 to 6, the first day. Yes. What is he doing? What is he doing?
Oh, okay. So I saw a lot of booze out there. I've never been here before, and I was quite impressed. Do you have lots of wine out front?
Oh, no, it looks impressive, but it's surely for show. Nobody ever drinks it. It's been there for a year.
Oh, I really wish it was 5 o'clock because I could definitely use some.
I understand. Well, right, I understand.
Thank you for visiting.
You say hi to Carla. Here's my son.
Can you say
everybody.
That again?
Thank you for visiting.
Robert just said hi to Carla.
Shot. I don't even know why now. I hate that shot. I want my shot back.
Why do you hate that shot, Mr. O'Mara?
Because I'm McPig.
I tell you what, I like this shot right now with you two and the plant because it's like continental breakfast.
The plant has got to go. The plant, the silk flowers have to go. They go. All right.
Well, yesterday we put Pony behind the plant, yes. And it was actually quite helpful.
Right, Michael, what do we do when we see stupid people doing stupid things? Into that microphone right over there. Go ahead. Lean over. Carla, let him into the microphone. You know what?
Know what? Why don't you just relax?
Well, I was doing it. I'm just trying to.
Everything's okay.
Let me at her. Let me at her.
Mike, do me a favor. Ask me what we do when we see stupid people doing stupid things.
What do we say, Rob?
We say, Pony, turn her mic down.
Yes.
Pony has what plants crave. He loves electrolytes.
Yes, he does.
Rondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
I love you. You know what? You always rally. You always do. All right. We do have to take a break because we're running late, as usual, when we come back. Sorry about the mailbag. I swear to God,
we'll get it on tomorrow. We'll do it.
I will get to it, Dave Adams. I will get to that, Dave Gugotek. I'll get it with Adam Fike, Jake Junkins, all you good people that send letters.
Look at him.
Coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show, it's a news you may not need, everybody. Not me.
If you'd like to learn more about the Mike O'Mara Show, the Library of Congress recommends these books. These Boots Were Made for Fighting, The Jabrils of Madison County, and Fascinating Cheeses of Western New York. These and many interesting books aren't found in your local library, but if you'd like to read more, shop Walmart and Target through the TMOS Shopping Center and share your favorites at the TMOS Fans Book Club and Recommendations page on Facebook. We'll be happy to help you read more about it.
All right, I am totally confused right now.
Why?
That computer. I'm just, bear with me. I'm doing
all right.
Stuff.
I've got your new stager if you need it.
No. I'm just going to, it's been really, the last few seconds have been a bit of a cluster F for me. I can't help myself. We want to talk about, Rob, you do it. Talk about the Patron Society and why it's important to support this show.
It really comes down to this. Is that,
good start, Rob. That was a very, very good start.
Thank you, Mike. It comes down to this. The pandemic
I'll
has affected.
I have a blue Christmas. I'm just kidding.
You done?
That's I'm done. Yeah,
okay. In this pandemic, it's affected business as well as people's health. And when one business fails, it's a ripple effect. And everybody is affected. And small businesses in particular, and we're no exception. We are a small business. And it has been a tough 6 months for us, which is why we ask you to visit the TMOS Patron Society at MikeOMaraShow.com and make a pledge. Something that you might think is very small. Any amount helps. We really, really need your help. And if you're there for us, we will be here for you. So go to the website, click on the Patron Society, make a pledge, because we need it now more than ever. And
we really do
appreciate
it. Appreciate that.
News.
Thank you.
Boo. Welcome back to the show, everybody. The coronavirus continues to be very, very good to Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
Amazon stock went up 2% yesterday afternoon, making Bezos the first person in the world to be worth $200 billion.
A lot of cash.
That's $90 billion more than the world's second richest person, Bill Gates. That poor slob's only got $116 billion.
That's tough.
$200 billion.
Once you get over $1 billion... I would say even $100 million. Who keeps counting, right?
Who's counting? It doesn't matter.
I know this, that even with all of that, Jeff Bezos still hates paying for air.
If you, it's right over there. If you, according to Forbes, if you adjust for inflation, Bezos' fortune is the largest ever amassed. And he'd be even richer if he hadn't given his ex-wife 25% of his stake in Amazon during the divorce. Oof. That chunk is now worth $63 billion. All right.
Wow.
You know, I've had discussions with people. It's a zero-sum game. But it's just, it's strange. It's strange to me. And I don't know. I think when you add that up, if you do good with it, but boy, what that could do for people, right? It's just weird. It seems weird. When you think $200 billion, you're not able to spend that, right? You're not able to do that.
No,
it's
no.
It's not going to happen.
You know, he could actually just live off the interest.
Rob's being.
That is funny.
Rob's being.
Made myself laugh. I'm sorry. It's not good to laugh at your own jokes.
To make me laugh too. This for all you connoisseurs who choose your wines based on the celebrity name on the bottle. Wine expert.
Fruit wine.
Fruit wine. I'm Moira Rose. Wine expert Mark Oldman hosted the first ever virtual celebrity wine showdown. He got close to 400 households to taste and judge wines by Sting, Dave Matthews, Zach Brown, Cameron Diaz, and reality star Lisa Vanderpump. And the winner is a tie between Sting's Pelagio Roxanne Toscana Bianco 2018 and Dave Matthews' The Dreaming Tree Chardonnay 2018. Lisa Vanderpump's Vanderpump Chardonnay 2018 came in third, followed by Zach Brown's Z. Alexander Brown Uncaged Chardonnay. Bringing up the rear was Cameron Diaz, her Aveline wine. It's a white blend. Corey Feldman's...
What?
Corey Feldman's Dizzy Grape Juice was not reviewed.
Vanderpump sound like a category?
Yes, it does. Vanderpump Rules. I'm not watching that show anymore.
No, it's not a good program. Look at another program instead.
But I am doing my news virtually, which is really exciting.
Yes.
moving right along. Thank you. The NBA playoffs ground to a halt yesterday after the Milwaukee Bucks refused to take the floor and boycotted the game. The team was protesting the latest police shooting of an African-American man. This time, Kenosha, Wisconsin, where a white officer shot a black man named Jacob Blake 7 times in the back while his kids watched. I still don't get it. After all,
I don't either.
I mean, you fix it, for Christ's sake.
The NBA is making quite the statement as well.
The Bucks were supposed to play Game 5 against the Orlando Magic, but the game had to be postponed indefinitely. Later yesterday afternoon, the other two NBA playoff games were shut down. Lakers Trailblazers and the Oklahoma City Thunder against the Rockets. LeBron James made it clear that the games are being boycotted in protest, not merely postponed. It's unclear what's happening at this point, but clearly the players are frustrated and don't want to be focusing on basketball. Who can blame them? Since the shooting happened in Wisconsin, the Milwaukee Brewers stood in solidarity with the Bucks and the city and nixed their game against the Reds. Two other MLB games were also abandoned, the LA Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants and the Seattle Mariners and the San Diego Padres. There's that. That's what happened.
I was going to play this during the audio vault, but I'd like to play it here if it's possible. On the NBA on TNT yesterday, this seemed very genuine to me and not staged and also a bit surprising. Their host, Kenny Smith, actually walked off the set on the show in support of the players. Check it out.
This is tough. I mean, right now my head is like ready to explode just in the thoughts of what's going on. And I don't know if I'm even appropriate enough to say it. What the players are feeling and how they're feeling. And I haven't talked to any of the players. I'm just, but like coming in, even like driving here and getting into the studio, hearing calls and people talking. And for me, I think the biggest thing now is to kind of, as a black man, as a former player, I think it's best for me to support the players and just not be here tonight.
And I respect that.
Walk right off the set.
Oh, man. I hope someday we can look back and say we figured it out, but who knows? It's terrible. Let's lighten it up a little bit. Time to get rid of your baggy cargo shorts, Rob Spiewak.
What?
Or, in my case, even my respectable knee-length khaki shorts, because the ladies want to see thigh.
Yeah!
Sorry. According to the consensus on TikTok and Twitter, this will be happening. The best length for men's shorts is a 5.5-inch inseam.
Wow. Like the old OP days.
New style.
That's well above the knee.
Yeah, it is.
The more traditional length for men's shorts is a 7-inch inseam, what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah.
But tons of women are now saying shorts that they just look better on men if they're shorter.
Yeah.
And it makes them look taller.
That's nonsense. That's not true.
Go back and look at the old NBA games, right? When they used to have the short, short. But apparently, meaty thighs are something where.
Man, dig that crazy chick.
It's very. What is this? What are you? Oh, okay. There we go. There it is. Thank you.
Stop
much.
That. That's right. Horrible.
According to a new study, 29% of people who used to drive to work say they don't anymore. That's a combination of 19% of people who are now working from home. Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara. We've done it for a while. We're also not driving as much as in general anymore. That's good for a person that's got about 20 hours left of a trip. The traffic program problems, rather, 50% of people said they used to drive somewhere every single day. That's down to 33%, and that has changed traffic, at least for some people. 38% say traffic has gotten better since the pandemic started. It has. That's obvious.
Yeah, of course.
56% say it stayed about the same. Well, those are probably people not going out. I think it's about the same.
Those are the people that require electrolytes.
Yes.
That's it, Brando. Brando's got what plants crave. Thank you very much, Michael. And now finally a little something, ladies and gentlemen. There's a 32-year-old guy named Jordan Walbaum from Spencer, Iowa. Do you know where Spencer is, Rob? Is that anywhere near Iowa City?
I don't know Spencer. I'll find out right now.
He was wanted for stealing a Chevy pickup truck on Monday afternoon. Some cops spotted him in the truck, so they got into a high-speed chase. First, Jordan threw his meth out of the window.
Of course he did.
Always do that, kids, when you're stealing a pickup truck.
Yes.
Then he got out of the moving truck, and he ran over himself. The truck wound up hitting two other cars, crashing into a garage, and after that he was arrested. Then he was taken to a hospital to get treatment. Police say they were grateful that Jordan was the first self-caught criminal during the pandemic, and they will be presenting him with a chocolate pie when he comes out of his coma. I'm sorry. Not sensitive, but that's it. We got to get
Any idea how big that pie was going to be?
It was about a mile wide, Rob.
That's a big pie. Exactly.
Yes, absolutely. And it's got electrolytes. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob Spiewak and the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi.
Well, hey there. It's me, Winslow. I'm a Boston Terrier. I'm just like most dogs. I eat, I poop, I fat, I smell other dogs' butts, I pee on things to show ownership, but the one thing that's special about me is my owner. He's wicked smart. He uses the TMOS Shopping Center at MichaelMarishow.com, Target, and Walmart. It's great for dog food, treats, those squeaky toys I like so bad, and carpet cleaner. Yeah, sorry about that. I had to pee wicked bad. Shop at the TMOS Shopping Center. MichaelMarishow.com. Johnny on the spot. Go Sox. Oh, and woof.
Mike, Spencer, Iowa is in the northwest part of the state on the Little Sioux River.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Well, now we know.
I'm trying to find your spot. I'm trying to do everything with computers, and I'm really bad.
You were doing pretty good. You played it
I was doing fine. But I know Rob writes this thing, and I want to have it, but I've lost his Thursday. I'm going to put in Rob Thursday, see if I can find it.
Mike, let me just say that the idea that you're doing everything off a laptop is impressive.
I love it. It's modern.
That I'm doing something that people have done for a long time.
I think it's more of a paper's a comfort creature for one of these things. Like, now, with the pandemic, nobody really takes paper anymore.
Well, see, but paper allows me to do the show without a hitch.
Yeah,
as opposed to searching.
New lots of papers tape. In this
Rob
house.
Rob sends me
but it's
a lot
just
of
you.
Stuff,
it's so. Just you, Rob.
It's just
like
me.
We're in a common place right now, so people.
Well, I have paper when I did the show there as well.
Yeah, but you wouldn't during the pandemic.
I don't know.
I found
I might.
It. Thank you so much for padding. I really appreciate that. I'm really
our
good.
Argument
all,
filled
gonna,
the time.
We're going to open the audio vault before I'm going to do this. I'm going
right.
to scroll down on my slow moving computer. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages.
Yes.
If you want something good, you got to work for it. The struggle is real. For example, I wanted to see a little bit more of Oscar, so I drove 701 miles all the way from Maine to D.C. It was worth getting it. I knew it would. 701. Think of it, Oscar. Since I only drive about 40 miles per hour, I spent nearly 18 hours driving to see you.
Thank you, Mike.
If I had only known that for less than one toll on the Jersey Turnpike, I could have more Oscar and have avoided I-95 South. You see? There will be a TMOS bonus show this Friday. Lots of extra Oscar for the ladies and for you open-minded men. From your pennies, you'll get this week's show plus full unlimited access to every bonus show. And, you know, it's MikeOMaraShow.com. That's where you get it. A yes. subscription just might cure your clap.
Clap.
That's why I look for it. It's your passport to the airport. And now back to Sally Struthers and Rita Moreno in a very special all-female episode of The Odd Couple.
Wow.
Already, is that a real thing? Did they
that
do
was,
that?
Yeah, that was one of the reboots that? They okay. did. Sally Struthers already, was the she was the messy one.
That's a stretch. That is a stretch. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Oh, hold on. We got a...
No problem.
Did you... I don't know. Since you were having your carne last night, did you watch any of the Mike Pence show?
I did not. I did. I watched very little of the Republican National
Convention. It was a great stunt at the end. There was a wonderful stunt at the end. I love when they do stunts in politics. I mean,
all right.
He's already pardoned people. He's already made people U.S. citizens. What can he do now? He walks in Fort McHenry after Pence speaks, and then Trace Adkins walked up with his licorice hat, took it off, and sang the national anthem.
Take me out to the ball game.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, he didn't sing that. He sang the national
anthem. Oh, say, can you see?
And I realized he's got a very low voice that doesn't always hit the notes. He's very close. He
really?
Gets very close a lot of times, yeah.
Okay.
But, man, when they do licorice hats as a stunt, I love it. And also, Trace Adkins was kind enough to... say the way he enjoys our show. You know, a lot of people, they download our
show.
Did
Trump
or they...
drive up to Baltimore?
Yes.
He drove up to Baltimore just to walk in at the end of his speech?
To walk on.
It was really great because that made sure that everybody got really close together because there was lots of photo
ops. That's the most awkward takeaway from all of this.
It was so
weird. There's like, don't worry about masks.
You got to watch.
I mean, lots of selfies. But Trace Adkins also revealed the way he enjoys the Mike O'Mara show. He doesn't have the app. He enjoys it live.
Streaming.
That's how he likes the Mike O'Mara show.
Play that again, streaming, please.
The main reason I got up this morning. Wanted to play you that tape. All I could do to wait.
Streaming.
I love
and
that.
And yes, I will be it. Sending it to you. Okay, so William Shatner is he's sad because of the pandemic and the hurricanes and the elections. No one's paying attention to William Shatner. So what do? You release another album. His new album is a blues album. And it's very Shatnery, and his voice is a little more weathered than we've had in the past. This is the song The Thrill Is Gone, the B.B. King song, and he's got some cred because he got Ritchie Blackmore from Deep Purple and Rainbow to play on it.
Oh,
but it's
Bill.
Still Shatner.
The thrill is gone.
That's still funny.
The thrill is gone away.
Wow, come on, William.
I know, this is a take they used.
Terrible.
The thrill.
Wait, is that his voice now? Is that all?
Yeah,
he doesn't do
so.
The thrill is gone.
Danny Craig. You done me wrong, baby. And you'll be sorry.
It's terrible.
It was bad.
It was so bad it was good. Now it's just bad.
Now it's just bad. And you know, you can get it on a CD. There's a limited vinyl release. And of course,
streaming.
Music makes the world go round.
So if you're in Houston and you're a senior citizen, what's the rage right now? Drive-in bingo, where they actually get the seniors into their cars, they drive, and they don't want the windows open for them to scream, so when you get bingo, you honk your horn.
This is the only kind of social contact they have.
Sometimes we go home with a sack full of prizes this big. It's awesome.
We are playing parking lot bingo with the senior citizens from East Montgomery County.
It's a way to get out and socialize and have a few laughs.
We were trying to find a way to get them out of the house, and we could not have them back in the building due to COVID.
Bingo. It's very competitive.
I don't know. Is it just me or what's more dangerous? COVID in a nursing home or having all the senior citizens in a county driving to the same place? Both
it sounded
dangerous.
Like eight people got bingo at the same time with that last one.
Lack of organization. I wonder what the prizes were. I remember when my grandmother was in the home, the prize at bingo was a banana.
Oh, no.
That's sad.
Streaming.
Thank you. Thanks, Trace.
I've never done anything just to annoy my wife, but this gentleman did. He just looked at his parrot, and they screeched together until the wife told them to stop.
Guys!
Guys!
guys. Enough. Please.
Come on, guys. Help me.
All right. The Milwaukee Brewers, this tape is from over the weekend. It just found its way to me. Justin Smoke hit a two-run homer. But the thing is, because there's no one in the stands, the sound at a ball game is different. And when a ball bounces off the foul pole now, it's loud. This is great. This is almost as good as a field goal off the uprights.
Break this tie in the sixth, and Smoke goes the other way. He hit it well. Reynolds went back. The foul pole, it's gone.
That's awesome. I love that.
Going the other way.
And so let's just hear that isolated. This really was the thing that made my morning.
Reynolds went back.
That's great. Did they stream that game? Was that game streaming?
I think so.
Streaming.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Mike, drive safely. Have a great Thursday,
That's
everybody.
That's it. Got to get out of here. Thanks for hosting me here, Oscar. I appreciate you. Anytime. And Tony and Maddie making me feel
welcome back home
here. It's great to see DC again. And thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, we're dying to hear from you. Messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOmeraShow.com. I'm going to hand these to Oscar. I'm going to let Oscar read the mailbag tomorrow.
No worries.
I'm going to let him
read
the mailbag.
I'll take care of it.
Our mailing address is TMOS Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Need assistance? Pony Boy. At MikeOmeraShow.com.
In fairness to Pony Boy, he's just not used to being out of the house.
I'm aware. If you can lend your support, please click our Patron Society banner at MikeOmeraShow.com. Means the world to us. Thanks for listening and join us again next time for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.